Good morning. We continue here on Hilchos Shabbos, learning Klal Lamedal Lamed Hey, which is the Melachos of Masartet and Memachik. We're starting Siman Dalet. Siman Dalet deals with the Tolda of Memachik, which is called Memareach. Whereas Memachik is that a person removes something in order to smooth the surface. And the primary aspect of what he's doing is the smoothing process. Mimbareach is that a person takes a substance which is there and smooths it out. So by smearing or compressing the substance, person has wax, and the person doesn't remove any of the wax. The person just presses the wax down until the wax is nice and smooth. So it's similar to memachek, that it's smoothing something, but the process is different as opposed to removing imperfections. He's flattening out the imperfections. So when the imperfections and the roughness is removed, that's memachek. When they are rubbed in and smoothed out, that's memareach. So both of them are nisa deraisa. So the chayyim says a memareach retia is chayiv. So a person takes a retia. Retia was some type of a bandage with medication on it. The medication was a very thick type of medication, a cream or a paste. It was a paste, better is a better word. And the person would smooth out that paste. So that's going to be chayiv. V'chein shava, wax, or zephis, or tar, so something which can be spread, it spreads out when you smear it. You're able to you don't have to scrape anything off. You just press it down until it becomes smooth. Until the face of it becomes smooth. Chayv mishum amachik is a tolda amachik. So let's clarify this malacha b'mereach. We'll divide the substances which are relevant, the discussion of b'mereach, into three types. There's something which is a thin substance. So something which is thin, which is like more like a lotion. The concept of b'mereach doesn't apply to it. It doesn't approximate the process of mamachik, which is something hard, which is being smoothed out. You have something which is the other end of the spectrum, which is a very thick, stiff substance like wax. That is mamareach deraisa. If a person takes that wax and smooths it out, that's the deraisa. Mirabana chazal asur, something which is thick, but it doesn't have the same level of consistency as what's chayv deraisa, and theoretically it should be mutter miraisa, but chazal asur mirabanan because it's similar to the miruach on the Torah level. Where exactly you draw that line? So something like something like a desitin or something of that sort. It's very pliable, but it's thick. And so that would go into the Sidra bottom. Something like wax, the example which you gave is wax. Wax is much harder than that. You have to, it needs some effort to work it, to smooth it out, etc. So that would be at the Raisa level. So we have three levels of Meruach. So this retia that they're referring to was a very thick paste. It was more the consistency like wax. So that's going to be miruach deraisa. A person uses creams. That's going to be drabanan. A person using lotions, which are liquidy. So that's not going to be usher because of miruach. There might be other concerns of something which is done for refuah purposes, the limitations of refuah, in regards to meruach, it wouldn't apply because it's something which pours very easily, even though it's So this is the question of liquid soaps and shampoos, etc. So we'll clarify some more points about this Beis Hashem in the next few shurim. Meanwhile, that we've introduced the Malacha of Mimareach.